Father, we thank you for your faithfulness and your mercy and your grace. And guide us in these moments of prayer this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. We have a five-verse prayer this morning in Psalm 43. It's actually an extension pretty much of last week's psalm. But let's just read it. As with my strong voice, I don't want you to sit through it all. But let's just read it in unison, these five verses. Psalm 43, verse 1. Vindicate me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation, who worship from the deceitful and unjust man. For you are the God of my strength. Why do you cast me off? Why do I go mourning because of the opposition of the enemy? Oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your tabernacle. And I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy. And on the harp I will praise you, O God, my God. Why are you cast down, O my soul, disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. Father, we thank you this morning that you are meeting us here, and guide us now in this time. In Jesus' name, amen. And let's have a seat. Well, as I mentioned, I had a great week of not being able to talk. And God keeps talking to me about you talk too much. You need to listen more. And apparently I didn't get the message on Monday, so he gave it to me on Tuesday again. And Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, and now here we are Saturday. I said, at least, Lord, let me speak to the people. They're going to come to hear your word. They don't need to hear you. They'll hear me, I think is what he's saying. So it was a great week. I did have a very fruitful week. I set a new record in the production of mucus. I don't think you want to set that record. But the merciful God did not give me 1 degree of temperature the whole time. So, you know, as long as you don't have a fever, you don't really suffer, really. I mean, you know, when you have a fever, you ache and all that stuff. No fever. Anyway, he doesn't really need us for anything. But he will use us if we're available. And how much good news comes out of my mouth versus bad news? Our God is eternal. Evil is almost done here on this earth. We don't have to talk about evil a whole lot, but we really should be talking about salvation. Really should be talking about how much closer every lost person is to an eternity apart from God. That's worthy of our comments. And so here we sit, protected, having been protected, but now throwing the Lord overboard, which is so painful, isn't it? Well, we come back to Psalm 43, and David's in trouble. He's in trouble. We had that yearning for God in the midst of distresses last week. And we have five little verses kind of wrapping it up this week. Beginning with, judge me or vindicate me or give sentence to me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. Well, we certainly have an ungodly nation. Deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. Amen. For you are the God of my strength. Why do you cast me off? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Good question. Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Good question. Do you? What does it prompt you to do? To respond with disdain and how could he? Or does it prompt you to counter with truth and with good news? Oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Oh, get that verse down right. Send out your light and your truth. Am I doing that? Or are you doing that? Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your tabernacle. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy. Oh, what a statement. Can you really say that God is your exceeding joy? I mean, I know we can all say it. Even an unbeliever can say it. But I mean, can we say it and mean it, believe it, know it? To my exceeding joy, and on the harp, I will praise you. Thinking of David and the harp, I think he must have spent quite a bit of time with the harp. But here he is, right, he wants to praise you, O God, my God. Again, do we really refer to O God as my God? O God, my God. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? And then we close as we closed last week again. Hope in God. For I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. Father, we thank you for these powerful reminders and questions, and thank you for this time to pray. And by your Spirit, would you lead us as you would have us to pray this morning, in Jesus' name. So let's pray.
Bye.
one more reminder before we dismiss. You can be seated if you want. Evil could end as soon as about 8 years from today.
Amen.
And I'm not predicting dates. The next thing on the calendar, and I know nothing that has to be done before that, is the rapture of the church. We don't know how long after the rapture of the church will be the great tribulation, but it will follow, I think, shortly. And we've got the restraining force of the Spirit today. Like Lot would say, or Abraham would say regarding Lot, would you kill everybody in Sodom for 50 righteous people? And of course the Lord said, no, for 50 righteous, I won't destroy it. So you may wonder why this country isn't destroyed already for what it's done. But there's righteous people here, and God isn't done with it yet. So the rapture happens and the 7-year great tribulation, and Satan is gone. Evil is gone. Sin is gone. We'll be with the Lord establishing the 1,000-year millennial reign. And at the end of that, Satan will be released for a little while and then he's gone for good. And we have heaven. You know. But evil will be gone. And why do I want to bring that up? Because the flip side of that is, how much more time does a believer have to turn to the Lord? Maybe as little as less than a decade. Now, they may not live that long. They may not live tomorrow. They're on their last legs at any time, right? But they'll certainly all be gone at that time. So we don't know when, but we need to be as we were today. You showed up. Prayed with your heart, and we don't have much time to pray anymore. It's running out. So the psalmist would say, in all this distress, and reminding you again, hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him. I shall yet praise Him. So I just want to close with this praise song. Let's praise Him as we close here.
Open wide for all my sin.
For meeting us here again this morning. Help us to continue this worshipful and prayerful day all day long, Lord. And tomorrow the same. Bless the mothers, bless the fathers, bless the children and your servants. May we stand for you, Lord, in Jesus' name.